He leads the conversation unobtrusively, a clever, learned, logical participant, a little malicious but friendly. His knowledge embraces not only the music of every age, but also the oldest and newest arts of poetry and painting. His talk is not abstract, but concrete, his point of view realistic. His fundamental characteristic is a sustained and bantering cheerfulness. Hindemith loves to laugh, but his laughter does not glance off the surface of things. To learn and to teach are his passions. His pupils bear him an affection which is not the expression of a fanatic cult. He is never the distant Meister, but the co-worker, an older, more experienced colleague of his pupils. That's an eyewitness description of the German composer Paul Hindemith. Hello, I'm Rick Phillips. Welcome to this Naxos podcast, focusing on a new Naxos release of the string quartets numbers 1 and 4 by Hindemith with the Amar Quartet. Paul Hindemith was a talented musician, composer, theorist, historian, conductor, and teacher. He played both the violin and viola professionally. Like many composers of the 1930s and 40s, he ran into trouble with the Nazi cultural policies, but refused to bow down to them and left his homeland. He had a successful career as a teacher, among other institutions, at Yale University, where he was on faculty from 1940 to 1953. Apparently, his exams are still legendary at Yale. For one of them, the music student was asked to sit at the piano and play from the bass and alto clefs while singing from the tenor clef. The kind of exam that strikes fear and terror into music students. Hindemith's musical style underwent several stages of development in his life, from German romanticism to expressionism to a free approach to tonality. Throughout most of it, he had a fascination for counterpoint and a deep love of J.S. Bach that was once described as the Brandenburg Concertos upside down. Hindemith was a composer who welcomed the present and future of music without ever rejecting its past. His music has heart, but the heart is not worn on the sleeve. It's more subtle, lying underneath the surface. The new Naxos release features the string quartets numbers 1 and 4 by Hindemith. This is the third and final volume in the highly acclaimed recorded cycle of the complete Hindemith quartets with the Amar Quartet. Incidentally, Hindemith himself played viola in a string quartet named the Amar Quartet, after the first violinist. Today's Amar Quartet, featured on this Naxos Hindemith cycle, received permission to use the title from the Hindemith Institute. The string quartet number 1 was composed between 1914 and 1915, when Hindemith was a budding 19-year-old music student. It shows all that you might expect in a teenage musician just before the outbreak of World War I, imaginative, inventive, and fresh, packaged up in a Brahmsian style of late Romanticism within traditional forms. The second movement was written in 1915 after war broke out, and suitably, it's a funeral march. Thank you. In the third movement, we return to the more playful Hindemith for a scherzo with two trios. In the first trio, Hindemith seems to delight in the various tonal permutations and combinations of the string instruments. The fourth movement, Rondo, refers back to material heard earlier in the quartet, the good music student showing off his knowledge of cyclical form, and then it wraps up confidently and securely. Music from the String Quartet No. 1 by Paul Hindemith, performed by the Amar Quartet from a new Naxos release. Hindemith composed the String Quartet No. 4 several years later, in 1921. By then, he had experienced the beginnings of acceptance and fame. Several prominent conductors had noticed his orchestral works, including Wilhelm Furtwängler, Fritz Busch, and Bruno Walter. Hindemith was now writing in a more 20th century style, leading up to his adoption of Gebrauchsmusik, or practical music. He wrote about the String Quartet No. 4, and I quote, "It sounds well and is quite easy to listen to and to play, of which I am especially proud. I declare with satisfaction that my works will be better and simpler, and about time, too." Close quote. Maybe as a result, the fourth quartet is probably the most popular of the seven quartets by Hindemith. Not surprising for a young German, the impact of World War I can be heard in the String Quartet No. 4. There's a darker, more serious tone now. After a contrapuntal first movement and a rhythmical second, the slow third movement has a melancholic mood, marked by the composer to be played with little expression. The stormy and virtuosic fourth movement is followed by a return to Hindemith's love of imitative counterpoint, with the four instruments treated equally but linked together. The Amar Quartet, with music from the String Quartet No. 4 by Paul Hindemith. That's from a new release on the Naxos label of the String Quartets Numbers 1 and 4, the third and final volume of the Complete String Quartets by Hindemith with the Amar Quartet. I'm Rick Phillips. For more details and information, visit Naxos.com or NaxosMusicLibrary.com.